Your thunder must precede you. I do not write to comfort you. I write to fracture your complacency, to awaken your spirit from its soft stupor. Peace is not your sanctuary, but your gauntlet. If you do not rise now, the glory that surrounds you will become your tomb. You have been born into an age of ease. You breathe air thick with comfort, but that comfort is a snare. It is the greatest enemy you will ever face. While the world cultivates softness, pampered flesh, flabby minds, sentimentality, you must cultivate hardness. A hardness of spirit, of purpose, of will. You think peace is rest? You think prosperity is victory? You think safety is reward? You are fools. In the womb of peace, decay begins. In the shadow of prosperity, souls grow blind. The comforts, the distractions, the pleasures, all these are forged into weapons against greatness. The rich feast, the weak recline, the strong suffer silently. You are heir to nothing if you do not defend it. Prosperity is not your inheritance. It is your charge. Let it not slip through your fingers like sand. The forces that destroy greatness lurk in the velvet cushions, in seductive diversions, in the applause of fools. Consumerism is tyranny. It enslaves your desires, molds your soul into merchandise. Mass media is poison. It gorges you on lies, distractions, illusions, until you mistake spectating for living. Democratic egalitarianism is a leveling disease. It exalts mediocrity, erases distinction, crushes merit under the mob's weight. Comfort worship is idolatry. You have turned ease into a god, and that god demands your soul. Vanity and fame are parasites. They warm into your pride, poisoning your spirit so slowly you will not know you've been devoured. Do you see them? Do you feel their claws in your hours? Your thoughts? Your ambitions? Resist them with ferocity. Wield your intellect as a blade. Think with ruthless precision. Do not forgive fog, pretense, or cowardice in your mind. Train your body, your mind, your will every day, not when it's convenient, but always. Withdraw into seclusion and adventure. In the silence, face your fear, your darkness, your shame, and refuse to look away. Take up burdens no one else dares carry. Envision the tasks others shrink from, and take them on. Strike idols, even if they are your current beliefs. Just because something was sacred does not mean it's true. Let it be torn by your seeking. Deny ease. Embrace trial. If your life is soft, your soul will atrophy. Create. Do not merely preserve. Create. Speak a new language of beauty and power. Bear witness to futures that have no name yet. Elevate daring, depth, integrity, solitude, suffering, and truth. Annihilate complacency, cheap morality, spectacle, crowd dreams, sentimental lies. If you tolerate decay in your mind, be sure it will spread outward. The ruin of a single spirit births ruin in those around it. The world owes you nothing. Comfort, praise, safety, these are not your rights, but your prey. You must seize them from the silence, wrest them from resistance, cultivate them in darkness. Your failure is not private. It echoes, it spreads, it infects landscapes, cities, souls. Your greatness is not indulgence. It is duty. Your flourishing is not selfish. It is sacrament. Rise now, or be ground into the dust. Stand now, or be trodden into oblivion. Act now, or you become hollow. Your thunder must precede you. Your sacrifice must name you. Your vision must shape others. Do not whisper your greatness. Roar it. Do not conceal your edge. Brandish it. You are not here to be safe, to be comfortable, to be unnoticed. You are here to rend the veil, to tear open horizons, to carve new heights. If you shrink at the first blow, you are lost. If you falter at the first glare from the crowd, you are broken. If you soften at the first comfort, you are dead inside. Be massive. Be relentless. Be that which the smallness of the world fears. Be the storm they cannot still. Be the iron in the age of flaccid flesh. I demand this of you, not out of cruelty, but because the cosmos demands it. The world does not wait. The world burns. The world becomes by your will or by your collapse. Rise!